Yeah, so I'm going to be, this is just a short visit, as I recently arrived in Thailand, and I'm scheduled to give a retreat here in Ubon for the lay people, and then I'll be coming back in January, but coming back to Ubon on January 8th, and be spending time here. I'll go out and visit Phujom Gom a little bit, and then come back here to Wat Nanor Chat. So that this was just sort of getting my feet on the ground a bit before teaching this retreat. And before the meal, I gave a reflection to the lay people, and just saying how important it is to have that continuity of developing. Well, peacefulness and clarity, so that, you know, during the leading the lay community in developing their meditation, deepening their meditation practice, and that developing of mindfulness and a degree of clarity and steadiness within the mind is incredibly essential, necessary part of our training, and it's not something that should be left for some special event, some special time when you have retreat, or for us as monastics, you know, waiting for next Pansa to come around before one really put some effort into one's practice. But it's something that's essential to develop that continuity of mindfulness, awareness, and a degree of stillness, steadiness of the mind. Because in reality, without that, well-being that comes from an inner tranquility, then the nature of the mind is that it's going to seek some kind of what it perceives as well-being externally. And it's going to look for some kind of happiness, some kind of excitement, some kind of gratification externally. You know, usually what that leads to is more agitation and confusion. It's just so essential to keep reminding oneself of how to maintain that degree of steadiness within the daily routine of the monastery, the daily routine of our practice. As we cultivate our practice, then to we're bowl washing's done. What time is the chores?
Right afterwards.
Okay, do the chores. Do the chores mindfully, not gossiping, not getting caught up in distractions. And then you go back to your kuti and hang up your robes. Get on the Jonkon path, doing walking meditation until the heaviness of the meal is past. And if you need a rest, have a rest. If you want to continue sitting, then sit. But develop the meditation through the day. I mean, especially here at the monastery, the conditions are very supportive. I mean, the other aspect of that is when there's many people, that oftentimes there's many distractions that we seek out, sort of conversations, gossiping, socializing with each other. And, from time to time, that's sort of it's sort of natural. But it's just, you really have to make an effort to pull yourself out of the tendencies just to keep yourself busy or distract yourself or engage in a lot of conversations with other people. Give yourself the opportunity for solitude. Learn how to develop an inner tranquility, an inner stillness, an inner continuity of mindfulness and attention. Because as I said, if you don't find that well-being from an inner tranquility, you'll be looking for distractions outside, and it always comes to grief, and there's always a sense of discontent and dissatisfaction that arises from that. So that really paying attention to how to nurture that quality of contentment with the circumstances that one's in, learning how to derive a sense of brightness and well-being from one's own inner cultivation. So this is, it's an ongoing training, it's an ongoing quest of that. One of Ajahn Mahabua's idioms that he used to use, I used to quite delight in, we practice sort of lum luk luk klan, which is like you fall down, you get up, you fall down again, you crawl along. I mean, that's, you have to keep going. So that it's really essential. It's a part of the training, and it's part of the reality that there are, the mind is it's easily distracted, but one has to keep being patient and patiently applying one's effort in a skillful way. And as I said, this is something that we have to learn to do on a daily basis in our day-to-day living, day-to-day practice. It seems ordinary, but the results are actually extraordinary. So just to give everybody encouragement to pay attention to, say, the ordinary practice of our day-to-day living. It's not far away from us. It's right here.